You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hi from New York. It's the show.
It's the most important show we've ever done.
It's not.
It is.
It's not.
It is.
Oh, what I tell you.
Oh, my gosh. You know what that means.
For upset alert.
Oh,
let's
why
go.
One person here thinks the Bills are on upset alert.
Coming up in one short hour, maybe two. I don't know what Nick thinks. Meanwhile, Lamar Jackson can't lose. Any chance he's very rusty after 3 weeks off? You never know.
3 weeks.
And finally, who is saying Brock Purdy is the best quarterback in the league?
Not smart people.
It's a teammate.
Well,
it's
sorry.
Chase Young.
Okay.
I know
Chase, Chase would know.
Yeah. Chase would know.
I mean,
played against Jalen and Dak twice a year.
And all of a sudden, he says, you know who's the best years? In the league? Brock Purdy alongside Chris Broussard.
Hey.
I'm Kevin Wilds, who just invited Nick to my house.
No, that is, you're such a phony.
What
Kevin Wilds
Chiefs Kingdom
is going to be running, you know, a family errands during Chiefs Bills. And it's like, oh, it's a short drive. It's fine.
Leave him at the hockey rink?
Let your kid's old enough to fend for himself.
Skate home.
Chiefs Bills, man. Let's go.
I will
invite you to my house.
Bit.
You were like, I can't make the 6-hour drive
slightly
down.
Behind. We start with the Chiefs going into Buffalo. Bills favored by 2.5. Brew? You dropped some strong hints yesterday, but your pick is not official because you need to grind the All-22. And this morning I saw you in my All-22 room, and you emerged weary-eyed and dripping in sweat. Are you ready to make your official prediction?
Wilds, I am, and you guys can't see it, but I'm flat-footed. Oh.
Okay.
I am mustering as much bass as possible in my voice.
Doesn't sound like it, but
I am saying this with full confidence, full-throated.
Okay.
Bills, Bills, Bills.
Oh, it's like a Destiny's Child.
I mean,
that's right. The Bills will end Kansas City season this weekend.
Okay.
They a season that has been one of a lot of misery for them that we haven't seen in a long time for Kansas City. All right. Now, look, Nick, here's why. I think Buffalo, at least over the second half of the season, has been the better team. Chiefs played 500 football over the second half of the season.
True.
All right. Buffalo has beaten better teams. They've beaten six playoff teams. Kansas City's beaten one, and that was the breakdance in Miami Dolphins. All right. And, of course, Buffalo's at home. They are much better at home. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen is much better at home. The turnover-prone, reckless Josh Allen, more so on the road, not at home. And Kansas City, I think, is going to go down because of that. We can see Josh Allen's playoff mark. He's not just good on the road. Look at the playoffs, Josh Allen, bro. Mm-hmm. Nick. He's better in every category. Like the TD percentage, the interception percentage, his passer rating goes way up. He is a better playoff. Now, I know, you know, he's had some astronomically good playoff games against the Chiefs, obviously, and he's had some mediocre ones. But overall, he's a better quarterback in the playoffs than he is
in the
regular season. Yeah. And so I do think that Buffalo will win this game. I think it's their time. And I think the Chiefs will go down.
Fork in the road moment for the show.
Brew, I respect the pick. You know how much I respect
you. I know you fear it because of upset alert.
And I listen, this show is based on chemistry, and I hope this doesn't break that. Because I don't question your integrity ever.
You don't think I'm?
I think you have a little fear in your voice. I didn't hear bass. I heard trepidation.
Yeah.
I didn't. I can't see your
there's
feet.
There's respect.
But I don't I see. I don't feel like there's 10 toes down. And here's where I'm at. I've got Kansas City, and I've got Kansas City not in a great game. I've got Kansas City by 10 points, and I've had to sit here and listen to nonsense all week about these two teams whose resumes are identical, about these two teams who we heard about. I've heard from Coach all week about how mediocre Patrick Mahomes played on Saturday night. That mediocre performance, which also doubles as literally the greatest postseason performance in negative degree weather ever. And if you don't think it affects how you throw the ball, check literally any other playoff game played in those conditions. I heard so many tiny violins for the injuries Miami was dealing with, and no one, not a mumbling word about TJ Watt missing the game Josh Allen played in. I've had to sit here all week and all year and hear about a broken, befuddled Kansas City Chiefs team. And what we're going to see on Sunday is Patrick Mahomes dissecting what's left of the Bills defense. What we're going to see on Sunday is what Bills fans, if they're being honest, see in their nightmares to this day, which is Travis Kelce running roughshod over that defense. Travis Kelce, who had in their first playoff matchup 115 and two touchdowns, their second playoff matchup another 100 and a touchdown, and oh yeah, by the way, the game-winning score on Matt Milano, who obviously is no longer playing or is out injured. Buffalo hasn't faced anything close to Kansas City's defense, and when they have faced great defenses,
they actually played them this year.
No, can't face anything close to Kansas City's defense. I'm sorry, I should have said this part because I skipped that part of it. During this hot streak, it started with Kansas City, and since then, what have we seen? What
Wouldn't
have
that
we seen,
technically
Drew?
Be
during okay,
the hot streak?
You understand what I'm saying.
They
you
started the hot streak
then, yes.
by beating Kansas City's defense.
That is correct. And since then, what we have seen Buffalo do is have intermittent spurts of excellent offense and intermittent spurts of defenses, their defense getting picked apart by whether it's Easton Stick or Bailey Zappi, or last week I watched Mason Rudolph move the ball up and down the field on him. So I don't think they have the personnel. I do think that the rest edge, in this case, it's unfortunate, but it matters. Okay. I think the injuries are unfortunate, but they matter. And there is next man up, but to be fair is fair. This is much like when Kansas City played Buffalo the first time, and it mattered that Isaiah Pacheco and Donovan Smith and both starting linebackers were out. You can't, in my opinion, look at this game and say Buffalo is going to be able to deal with Rashee Rice and Travis Kelce, because I don't think they're going to be able to double them both, and I think they're going to need to.
Can I say this? You're right. They are banged up.
Yeah.
Picking them, they've been banged up all year, and yep. they have somehow yes. made it work. And as much as you talked, and rightly so, about how great the Chiefs' defenses have been, they're second in the league in scoring defense.
Yeah.
Buffalo's fourth. Buffalo averages allows one more point per game than Kansas City does. So Buffalo's got a good defense in the midst of all the injuries, because Milano and Ward, they've been out mm-hmm. for a while. They still have done it on defense. So I got 27-24 Buffalo.
Are you worried that every team, you're going to be mad at me, but I'm over here trying to spit facts because it does worry me. Are you worried that every team that has scored 21 against the Chiefs has beaten the Chiefs? No. And since they changed out their offensive coordinator, mm-hmm. the Bills have scored 21 every single game
Ooh.
Except for one game, and it was against the Chiefs, which they won.
Here's why I'm not. Because the flip side to that stat is, I've been trying to tell you, your stat, if the Minnesota Vikings or the Miami Dolphins in losses had gotten to 24 points when the Chiefs scored more than that, that stat would be gone. It would make the Chiefs' defense worse and your stat would be gone.
I'm just saying,
so it's just, it's a weird spot where,
correct me if I'm wrong, only playoff team they scored more than 21 against is Miami. Out of the four losses, obviously.
Yeah.
The four losses against playoff teams, Lions. They haven't gotten to that
but
point.
The point that I was trying to get to was, When the Chiefs score 21, they're undefeated. They're now 9-0 on the season.
Yeah.
So that's the flip side to that stat. Do I think Buffalo is going, but in what it took in the first matchup against the Chiefs to hold them out, in addition to not having Pacheco and not having their left tackle, who they will have tonight, and not, in, you know, take away even the play where they would have, I think, had 24, which was, of course, the play that was called back due to penalty, the Rashee Rice, Travis Kelce moment, that was the fact that they turned the ball over twice early. I totally understand that that is on the board here. Brew did something interesting yesterday, which I don't disagree with, but he called a clean game for Josh Allen, only one turnover, which is not a clean game by any real metric, but what you're saying is not just a surplus of turnovers. I trust the Chiefs and I trust Mahomes to not put the ball in jeopardy. I think the reason they have struggled in the red zone in their last two wins with the starters is because he has understood, you know what? With the way our defense is playing, we only need field goals in these spots. We don't need to try to fire it into these tight windows, but it doesn't mean he can't fire it into these tight windows if they get in a shootout. But the last point is the Chiefs don't get in shootouts in either direction. You can say they're not scoring the way they used to, which is accurate. They've allowed 30 points once in 2 years. And so the old Chiefs of, you know, beating teams 38-35, that happened in the Super Bowl, and it's the only time it's happened in the last 35 games the team has played that they've allowed 30 points. So do I think Mahomes, with Rashee Rice playing the way he is, with Kelce, I think the week off helped him playing the way he did despite the drops, do I think that they have enough to score 27 points against this Bills team? 100%.
All right, Josh Allen riding a six-game win streak that started with a W in Arrowhead, included wins over the Dolphins, Cowboys, even the Patriots. Chris Jones respects it. Take a listen.
He's a warrior. I mean, you look at the plays he made last time we was playing him. He was going out of bounds. He ended up throwing a 40-yarder, running out of bounds off his back leg. I mean, he's tough to bring down. A couple times we had him wrapped up, he still got rid of the ball. You know, just his competitiveness within his game. I mean, you know, he can make any throw. He has a big arm, and then he also has talent around him.
Okay. What would a loss say about Josh Allen?
Well, it would mean this era, this mini era of Bills football in its current iteration is over, and it failed. That's what it would mean. I don't know if they're going to do what Brew thinks they should do and fire the coach. Josh is firmly entrenched as he should be. He's one of the five best quarterbacks in the league. But they will have to make some major change. If in back-to-back years in round two, the other contenders or champion, in this case, in your conference, comes into your building, as Brew, you know, would put it, makes themselves a sandwich, puts on your Versace robe, sees what's on TV, sits in your comfortable chair, and kicks their feet up, something's got to change. And I know we were like, oh, Josh Allen's Brett Favre. Josh Allen's the... If they lose this week, what they are, and we can show it to you, is Phil Rivers Chargers. And you can say that's not fair. Here's Phil Rivers Chargers at their apex. The records, the same. The division titles, the same. The offense and defensive points, shockingly, are damn near identical. Both won AFC Championship appearance, both four divisional round appearances, and the playoff win-loss is a little odd there because those Charger teams had three byes. The Bills, obviously, the bye system has changed, so they could get further in the playoffs without it. Or they had two byes, pardon me. And so I don't think that it, and what happened to that team? They ran into Brady a couple times. They also ran into Big Ben once. Like, you had the legend. Yeah. You had another guy who won a title. This team's run into Mahomes now three times. Burrow in the intermittent year. If you go 0-4 in those four matchups, what are you? Because those teams, those quarterbacks are not going anywhere. So if that happens, that's what they are no matter what people think they could or should be, Brew.
Well, you talked about the team, and I agree with you on that. As far as Josh, how he'll be viewed, it totally depends on how he plays. If he goes out there like he did in 2021, throws for 300 plus, four touchdowns, no picks, like plays a great game, then and they lose because the defense couldn't hold down Mahomes, then how do you kill him? You're right, they're going to have to make major changes, but Josh Allen and his reputation will be safe. If he goes out there, and this is more likely if they lose, plays a mediocre to bad game and has a good number of turnovers, then it becomes, and we like making cross-sport comps on here. And I already think this is the case. He's like Russell Westbrook. Now, Westbrook at least did get to a championship game, but Westbrook gonna be a Hall of Famer, all-time great. But the question has always been, with him as your main or one of your two main guys, can you win a championship with his style of play? And I think that's what people will say about Josh Allen if he doesn't play well in this game. It'll be like, oh, he's a light show during the regular season, but can you win with a guy that's that volatile and you have no idea how many turnovers he's going to have, or is he going to be reckless?
Stylistically, Wilds, the Russ comp works better. His career arc, I think Dame Lillard comp works better. Dame, he made one conference finals too. It wasn't particularly close. His limitation
was he was never on a team. But wouldn't you agree? Like I think you could argue Josh had a team that was. He's had receivers. He's had good defenses.
Listen, you know what I mean? That's fair.
I don't think Dame ever had that until this year.
That's fair. I just if they lose this game,
yeah,
then the best win of Josh's career will have been a loss. That's what it is. Like the
best and when
the right. No, but the signature game, I shouldn't say the
signature
best win.
Right.
The signature game of this miniature era will have been a game they lost. They don't that's the point I was trying to make yesterday, Wilds, when we were talking about the quarterbacks he's beaten in the postseason.
Right.
It's not that you have to always win. You know what I mean? Obviously, nobody does. Brady didn't. Manning obviously lost to Brady a bunch before he got over on him. Mahomes lost to Brady and Burrow. But Josh, there is not a single playoff duel that Josh Allen has won.
There are athletes like that. What's the thing we remember most about Jerry West?
The one in the finals?
MVP in a loss.
Sure.
Finals loss. Dominique Wilkins battling Larry Bird one-on-one in a loss.
In a
loss. There are great players that that's the case for. It'll be for him until he wins it.
What?
I didn't say it.
What?
LeBron's played well. He could have, you know. A few losses.
Yeah, but that's not his signature.
Yeah, he's had four rings.
How many losses?
I mean, you trying to.
How many losses?
Throw
he's played 21 years, so four
how
rings and 17 losses.
His signature
how many silver
moment
medals?
Was comeback from 3-1.
That's right.
Yeah, see?
Mahomes' first playoff game will be in Orchard Park, where Bills fans will be raucous. Deion Dawkins says Mahomes is in for a surprise.
No disrespect. What year is this for Pat? Seven or eight?
Seven,
right? He's only been here once? So he's never been here. Simple as that. Pat has never been to the Bills Stadium in full effect. He has no idea what even like our fans like look like in person. This is the most dopest feeling I've ever had. Like we're having two back-to-back playoff games home. Like, come on now. Like, we get to leave and go eat wings. Like it's cool. So, good luck.
They had back-to-back home playoff games last year too, right? They hosted Miami because they won the division.
Yes.
They hosted. Okay, I was just checking. Was Deion on that team? He was. Okay,
that was awesome. Got it. You were mad at that quote?
No, I mean, you know,
hey,
just
that
some
was
context.
Flat-footed. That was base.
I was just context.
I mean, if you're a Chiefs fan, you got to be a little worried about the way dude was talking.
Yeah, he's like, hey, we're gonna win.
Yo, like we about to be. Yeah, exactly.
Are Bills against quarterbacks at home? Mm-hmm. 180 yards, 9 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, passer. I mean, granted, they're banged up, but it's pretty good. Any chance Mahomes falls flat, bro? Do you see it happening?
Well, look, and I got to say this, because I am known as the Mahomes guy.
No, that's a now defunct official publication, sadly. I don't even know if that archives are going
to
be there.
Love to Sports
Illustrated. Absolutely.
Much love. Very
some people
sad,
say the downfall was quoting you.
But I am the first to say it was Jordan Ness. Somebody said that yesterday.
Yeah.
I never think Patrick Mahomes is going to fall flat.
Mm-hmm.
What I think is will happen is that Kelce, I don't think, is what he used to be. I mean, Travis Kelce, now he did have some good plays last week, but I don't recall seeing him drop balls like that in playoff games. I know he's had drops here or there. Rice is good, but Rice is one guy. And I think that I don't think the other receivers will step up, and I think Mahomes will have a solid game. I think there will be some turnovers. But I don't – it's hard for me to say he's going to fall flat. But look at this postseason for Patrick Mahomes away from Kansas City. Now, I know all those games were Super Bowls, but still, away from Kansas City, his numbers have dropped dramatically.
Those games away from Kansas City, by chance, did they at the end of it be like, hey, who was the best player in this game and give an award for it? And did he win it twice?
Well, he did come back and win, but I'm just saying the numbers, his overall performances, and even in the like the San Francisco comeback, yeah. which he was great, had a couple of interceptions. Yeah. Like, he, you know how great I think he is, but the numbers are the numbers.
Yeah.
And he is not performing.
We're calling not in Kansas City Super Bowl.
Yeah. Right, but that's all we have right now. His game is going to be in Buffalo, away from Kansas City. First time he's ever done that in the postseason outside
of the Super Bowl. I'm going to say no to
that. Right. And the,
really?
And,
yeah, I'm going to say no
Why?
To that.
And it's still a postseason game.
I wasn't asking you did he win. I was asking at the end of those games, did they vote on who was the best player in the game? And two of those three games, he won MVP. Yeah. So, all right, listen. I feel like there has somehow been wild disrespect thrown towards the most talented player, I believe, in league history. A guy who is already one of the five greatest quarterbacks ever if he never plays again. Everyone acknowledges that. A guy who is hands down the best player in the league. So I will quickly, off the top of my head, I will try to do this in less than 90 seconds, tell you Patrick Mahomes' postseason history. His first game ever was a blowout win to get the Kansas City Chiefs to their first AFC title game in a quarter century and their first one at home in a half century. They've now hosted five straight. The second one, he was down 14-0 to Bill Belichick and Tom Brady at halftime. They ended up scoring 30-plus. He had three fourth-quarter comebacks. They lost in overtime, and amazingly, they didn't change the rules. The third one, they were down 24-0, and they were up at halftime. The fourth one, they were down 10-0 and up at halftime. The fifth one, they were down 10 with 6 minutes to go in the Super Bowl and won by 11. The sixth one.
Who were some of the receivers?
There was Tyreek Hill, but I'll get to the ones without Tyreek Hill. The sixth one, if I may, he beat Baker Mayfield, which he's the only person ever doing the postseason despite being choked out. The seventh one, he hung 38 on these Bills to beat Josh Allen. The eighth one was the Super Bowl against the Bucs. It didn't go so well. So how did he respond? The ninth one was better than a bye, five touchdowns. The tenth one, who was after that? Oh, that was the 13-second game against these guys. Mm-hmm. The 11th one, Joe Burrow got him in the second half. And then from there. The 12th one, he got a high ankle sprain, came back and won the game. The 13th one, he played on one leg with all his receivers out of that game and found a way to win. The 14th one, he had another double-digit playoff comeback, and last week was the best game ever played in negative degrees in NFL history. So no, I don't think he's going to fall flat against the Bills this weekend. I think he's going to remind everyone why he's the best player in the league and why everyone needs to stop messing around with these foolish quarterback rankings and all this nonsense.
I saw him look like the best player in the league.
Well, I hope you're watching in 50 hours because you'll be able to see
you
it again.
You say that before every game.
No, I don't, bro. I absolutely do not.
You've been saying that they're going to
win the Super Bowl. I'm still saying it.
Okay, we'll see.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot this year, 20-0, never-in-doubt.
The 20-0's been gone. The never-doubt's still
there. Of course it's been
gone
because it ended in the first game.
Yes.
Do a rough turn there, huh? Not all ice cream and stuff.
What you got?
I've got the Chiefs just rationally. I just think
rationally.
Yeah.
There's no reason to think the Bills can beat them.
No.
No.
Lot on the line.
You didn't look
for Lamar.
At the graphics.
He might be rusty too.
You tried to pass off a not in KC column, which was super.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Fox Super 6 free-to-play game. It's still free. You download the app and you enter for a free chance to win your share of $10,000. It's a great deal.
That's
Lamar,
a great-looking jacket you got today, Wild.
Yours is too. I felt like you're fishing for a compliment.
No,
Lamar.
I'm not. Can't I just be a nice guy?
You no, both look there's always
you
a
know
moment.
What?
There's always
Why
a
do
moment.
I even try?
Look at Coach
days.
In the Ravens purple. Lamar hasn't played football in 3 weeks. Holy. You know, most jobs have had a 2 week vacation.
3 weeks.
Lamar's got 3 weeks.
That's actually true.
Oh, my goodness.
The Texans haven't played in a week.
Right. 1-3 in his postseason career, but they've been practicing hard. Also feels pressure to win right now. Lamar telling The Athletic, I've got to get a championship now. It's one of the reasons I'm stressing that I need to win it. Not getting any younger. It's best to win it now. Coach Mangini is here.
Nick, how much pressure is on Lamar to win this?
Listen, I don't know if Lamar feels it. Lamar seems like very confident, yeah. And I don't think he is thinking about this. But the reality is it's massive.
Yeah.
And this is the only yeah but with Lamar. He is, and coach is going to have a visceral negative reaction to what I'm about to say, but I need you to hear it. He is two wins away from being more decorated as an NFL player than Dan Marino. One Super Bowl appearance, two MVPs versus one Super Bowl appearance, one MVP. Like, he is two wins away from there being no yeah buts about him whatsoever. He's one win away from erasing a lot of it. Mm-hmm. But his problem is he's the only guy in the playoffs of the eight starting quarterbacks who's never had an awesome playoff game. And two of them just played their first one. And so I went through the game logs this morning. Mahomes has played 15. He was awesome in 12. Josh Allen was awesome in 4 of his 9. Baker was awesome in 2 of his 3. Goff was awesome in only 1 of his 7. Purdy, 1 of his 2, really. We're not going to count the other one. And CJ and Jordan, both, they're 1 games.
Yep.
And if you look at, it's not just the record, but it is the passer rating is stark compared to everyone else except for Goff, and it's still even stark compared to Goff. So it's the only yeah but, coach, and so he needs a great performance.
Well, everything you said is right. The pressure is on. We all think he's going to win the MVP. No one with two MVPs has not won a Super Bowl. All right, so he's got to do that. He would be the first not to. And here's the thing, and you said it. You don't think Lamar feels the pressure as if he's oblivious to what's going on right now.
He's oblivious.
But no, my point is, I don't think he really feels pressure. I mean, all humans beings to a certain degree, but I think he's got a demeanor and a personality where this stuff doesn't really affect him. I don't think he felt the pressure of coming in when very few people thought he could be a quarterback at the NFL, level and throw the football. I don't think he felt the pressure of negotiating his own contract when everybody thought this dude is crazy, and holding out until he got what he wanted. And now he comes out and has an MVP year off of that contract year. So I don't really think he feels that pressure. And I think he's going to come out and play well. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, there is no question about it. If he doesn't win this game, then he's going to get ripped in the media. And understandably so, because it's really all about the postseason.
See, I think it's totally different. He said it in the quote that we just saw. That's why I'm stressing.
I think that's him.
Yeah.
I think he's self-motivated. Yeah.
Well, self-motivating or stressing and talking about winning it right now. And I was really impressed by the fact that he got the new contract, played as well as he did. Usually that doesn't happen. Has a new offense coordinator, plays as well as he did. That normally doesn't happen. Now he's healthy. Now he's well-rested. Now they've been as successful as they've been. But he's been really poor in the playoffs, like Nick talked about. But let me show you some other stats in the playoffs. And this is related to pressure. These are the most pressure-filled games. His TD percentage is almost is over or under half.
Yeah.
His interception percentage, higher. His completion percentage,
way down.
Down. Sack percentage, he gets sacked significant 5% more. His passer rating is 30% lower in the playoffs. So it's across the board, his performances. And typically, if you're not feeling pressure in those moments, at least one of those games or a couple of those games, you're going to have Lamar Jackson-type performances, and we've seen none of that.
Would you agree? Because I don't think he's been able to throw the football like this in the past. And even his MVP year, I don't think he was as good of a passer. I don't think the offense was as as pass-friendly as it is now. And obviously teams get more time to prepare for you or they zero in on you in the playoffs. So I think it's more that than choking or melting under the pressure or the moment. We'll see, because the fact that he's also facing a rookie also adds up the pressure, and you're at home and you're MVP and all that.
You remember when I invented rest versus rust, right?
Yeah.
It's
right. Right. Invented defense wins championships.
Yes. Also very good.
Coincidentally. All right, so here's – I think there's going to be a lot of pressure in the first quarter. You're going to see right away if the Ravens feel rusty or if they feel pressure. So here's the Ravens in the first quarter, their defense. They're plus 59 in the first quarter. They get out to hot starts. Opponents have only scored 3 touchdowns. Well, here's CJ in the first quarter, the last 3 games. He's putting up a touchdown in each game. His yards in the first quarter, 111, and then his passer rating is 128. And then how did they lose in 2019 when they came out rusty? Jonnu Smith, touchdown. All of a sudden, second quarter starts. Boom, Tannehill, touchdown. Tucker has a few field goals, and then the weird thing happens. Oh, now Derrick Henry's going to throw a touchdown. I think if that first quarter, Nick, goes a little bit sideways, as much as Lamar can be confident, I feel like Harbaugh's going to tighten up, and the nine guys that were there from 2019 will start tightening up.
Coach, tell me if you think I'm inventing this. I feel like I feel it from watching games and being at games, mm-hmm. but maybe the players or coaches don't. This is one of those spots where I feel like the home field can be a huge advantage,
yes.
but also can work against you.
Dallas.
In that when there is a nervous energy in the when you're a big favorite and it starts to go poorly, and you can, as a fan being in those buildings, growing up going to Chiefs home playoff losses, you could feel it. And mm-hmm. I don't know if the players on the field feel it, but it sounds different, all of it. That's where a game like this, if they are down 10-0 early, you know what I mean? Just whatever it is. Does that have any impact? Am I making – is that just a fan thing?
It would depend on the player. It depend on the coach. And the advantage of being on the road is you know everybody's cheering against you.
Yes.
And you feel that, and a lot of times you thrive on that. When you're at home and you're disappointing the fans and you start feeling that negative energy from the group, that can build the pressure because the crowd is growing – not against you, but you feel they're unhappy.
I'm sensing some upset.
Our producers groan at your jokes instead of laugh.
You feel that pressure?
It's about Mac Jones and Pop. Like he can do it on the road. Yeah. Once guys in Patriots on the road. Hats, yeah. start booing you, it's a little rougher.
Texans and CJ, almost 10-point underdogs, bro. Same Texans who put up 45 on the Browns last three games, all wins. CJ's thrown 6 touchdowns, averaged 250 yards. Obviously, no interceptions because he just doesn't throw them. Bru, do you think this spread is disrespectful to the Texans?
Not at all. Look, the Texans are scary. They really are. I mean, what they did to the Browns, were one of the best yards per game. They're the best defense in the league. But I don't think it's disrespectful because the Ravens have beaten 6 playoff teams, Coach, by an average of 21 points a game.
True.
Including the Texans. Now, that was their first game this year. C.J. Stroud's first game ever. I get it. You kind of throw it out. But they beat them by 16. Lamar was rusty, too, to use your, So, yeah, I don't think it's disrespectful.
You don't have to give him credit. I didn't say to use your term. He didn't get
it. I don't think it's disrespectful.
Yeah, I don't think it's disrespectful either. They've won 10 out of 11 games. Right. Defensively, they're first in takeaways. They're first in sacks. They're second in the red zone. They've got the MVP. They're well rested. They've got an extra week of preparation. And then on top of that, they're playing a rookie quarterback who's playing on the road.
So I don't think it's disrespectful, but I think the Texans win.
The game?
Outright. Win outright.
Isn't that early? Aren't we early on
No, I don't. I'm not allowed to do upset alert, right. So I'm just putting it in right now. Just some notes. Since week 9, in games C.J. Stroud played and didn't get concussed and taken out of the game, games he started and finished, the Houston Texans are 7-1. They had a comeback win 39-37 against Tampa, who's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
They had a 30-27 win against Cincinnati with a healthy Joe Burrow in the small window when Burrow was healthy. When Denver was hot and everyone was trying to sell me the bill of goods, they could be a playoff team. They ended their 5-game winning streak. They are actually, in my opinion, it won't actually go down like this in the record books, 2-0 in the playoffs. That Colts game was our first playoff game of the year. The winner of that game was into the postseason. The loser was 100% out. They won that game. To Bruce's point, last weekend, demolished a defense that statistically was not just the best this year, was doing some historic things defensively. And I think this is where the lack of experience and the lack of pressure and expectations can work in their favor. This is an ultimate house money game, and I think that this type of team that started out that Colts game with a 75-yard touchdown that was throwing bombs all over Cleveland, I think they can win. And this is the part that Coach might roll his eyes at, but is it unfair to say I trust C.J. Stroud more than Lamar Jackson in this game?
He's undefeated.
Wow. It's a little bit early.
Yeah. There you go.
This is fitting.
What?
Because you have doubted. You've tried to like lessen it all, you know, as Lamar's emerged and played great. But you've doubted him all year. You didn't pick him to make the playoffs. You certainly didn't think he was going to be the MVP. This is good. You've been here on this mountain. I'm glad you're staying there.
I like his math. So that means the Bills are, what, 7-0 in the playoffs?
Right, exactly.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. That's fine. They're due for a loss. But best you missed it. You know what it also allows, Wilds?
What?
Arrowhead Invitational 6.
Well, I knew that.
Oh, boy. Arrowhead Invitational 6.
I careful what you wish for.
I think not.
CJ beats
Packers 49ers, Saturday, 7:30 on Fox. San Francisco, almost 10-point favorites. Here's Chase Young on Young Brock.
Confident guy, you know, I feel like most confidence guys know how to keep their composure. So I feel like that just comes naturally for him. And, you know, I feel like, you know, being a quarterback growing up your whole life, it's just your composure gets better, you know, feel me, as you rep out of the position. So I mean, best quarterback in the league, happy he's on my team.
I mean,
even I don't think Brock Purdy is the best quarterback in the league. I honestly think what Chase, now maybe he's not a stat guy, but I honestly think he knows Purdy led the league in passer rating by 7 points? So I think he's going off that. I don't think Chase Young, as much as I like him, you know, backing up a teammate, thinks Purdy's the best quarterback.
Do you think he's the best quarterback in this game?
I think that remains to be seen.
Okay.
So honestly, I think it remains to be seen. I'll tell you this. If Brock Purdy
– time out.
Like,
bro.
Brock Purdy will have to get some respect put on his name. Put on his name during this postseason run. What?
You abandoned the Eagles, right?
Yeah.
You said you were 2 toes down.
But I didn't pick a team.
So what are we doing from now to the Super Bowl?
I mean, everybody knows I'm down with Brock.
No, you're not. You're not even willing to say he's the best quarterback in the game.
Yeah. Have I ever said he's elite?
No, you just said he's MVP. And
yeah, you don't have to be.
You don't
Hooper and Esiason wasn't
oh
elite.
Oh, my God.
Was not elite. And don't get me started on Brian Sipes. So it happens, all right? But Brock Purdy, we all are still, even me, even as much as I believe in him, we all still are victims
of watching
of Mr. Irrelevant. No, watching. He's got the best deep ball percentage in the league.
That's stat.
He's led the league in passer rating. The dude
I'm
is legit.
Eye test.
Talking about eye test too.
Yeah.
He threads windows. He's hit guys right on the money. Like the dude is legit.
But what
I'm saying, what Jordan Love might be special. I mean, it looks like potentially he could be special. But what I'm saying about is this. Brock Purdy, you're going to have to start all y'all. Have to start putting some respect on his name.
Start with you, bro.
If he gets to this. Start I got respect. I said he was MVP.
You said he might be the second best quarterback
in the
game.
He's third team all pro.
That is not a thing.
If it existed,
you just
it would be Brock
for
like,
him.
I like that you Coach, set up your own designation.
Yes.
Right, third team all
let
pro.
Let me ask you, because unlike Brew, you won't equivocate. We have, and I'm just going to name them conference by conference, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, C.J. Stroud, and Lamar Jackson, pardon me, of course. And then we have Purdy, Goff, Love, and Baker. It's 8 quarterbacks. I think Purdy is either 7th or 8th if I lined them up. Where would you have him?
I would have him probably in the same range as you have.
7th or 8th.
If I was drafting quarterbacks, I would probably draft
him. Brew.
Somewhere in that range.
Where would you have him?
Third team all
pro. Fourth-ish?
Fourth?
Fifth, yep. I think that's potential.
Ahead of
obviously,
who?
He's,
who
he's, ahead he's of? Behind Mahomes, Lamar, and Allen. We'll see. The rest of them, it's all we have to see.
So CJ, Jordan Love, you think
CJ
it's
CJ is going to be, CJ is great. So I'll say fifth.
So, okay. So that means the best left in the NFC. He's the best quarterback left in the NFC.
He led the league in passer rating. His other numbers were great. He set the franchise record for yards in the season in the franchise of Montana and Young. Coach, I mean, come
my,
on.
My reaction was the same as Nick's. And a little bit the same as yours. I'm not sure if he's the best quarterback in this game. And I love what he's done, and I don't want to take anything away from what he's achieved. But it still comes down to the fact that when it gets tight – Can he navigate through the storm and bring the game home, which he has not
Did shown he do it against Cleveland?
To this point?
No. He did do it against Cleveland, and the rookie kicker missed a 40-yard field goal.
Yards. They, Brew really likes
in the 13-second game, if the kicker missed the field goal, it wouldn't be the 13-second game.
What are we talking
it
about?
It happens. I can't blame him.
Brew.
Coming up.
Come on.
That's not right.
Guys, Dusty.
Why
are they making headlines?
Hated the throw.
I won 10 times.
You got three
season.
Wrong last week.
10-7.
You are the Dallas Cowboys of upset alert. A gaudy regular season getting fat on tomato can picks. And come postseason, you choked.
Dusty, that you hurt.
You choked.
Wait till this week.
Chiefs Bill Sunday night. The seventh battle between Josh and Patrick. Here's how their previous games have gone. Mahomes undefeated, obviously, in the playoffs, but Josh has the opportunity to take the ever important and valuable QB wins lead. Nick Wright is here to break it all down in a segment we call Most to Gain.
All right, let's go very quick here because we don't have a lot of time. We have to get to Wild's upset alert. Number eight, Travis Kelce. He owns Buffalo historically in the postseason, and one more touchdown, Mahomes Kelce becomes the most prolific playoff touchdown combination there is, tying Brady and Gronk. Number seven, Ed Oliver. Listen, Bills defense, I know Coach Mangini's all week been just spitting at you, saying how bad you are. You got no players left. Everyone's hurt. He's a top 10 pick having a career year. If they are going to impact Patrick Mahomes, that'll start with him, and he can make a name for himself here. Number six, Rashee Rice can become a household name. If he has 115 yards in this game, he has the second most receiving yards of any rookie in any playoff run ever. And that's through two games. We would have more to play. The only one that would be way ahead would be Jamar Chase. And that was during a playoff run, that is. He had 138 and two touchdowns in my heart last week. 130 and one touchdown in the box score because he had one stolen from him. Number five, Stephon Diggs. Credit to Stephon Diggs. A year ago this round is where it started to blow up with him and Josh Allen with the histrionics, the sideline, bad offseason. Weird stuff during the year with his brother. Since then, his numbers haven't been there, his targets haven't been there, but he has kept his cool. He's not been a distraction, especially with Gabe Davis out. They need him to play great, and he can. I don't know if he's going to be playing for Buffalo or not this week, but he's number five. Number four, Sean McDermott. From giving, let's call it, controversial pregame speeches, and that being a story, to a seven-game winning streak if they win this game. Fully submit his job status, which I know Brew and others have put in jeopardy, and get to the second conference championship game since he's been the head coach. Number three, two guys not playing the game, Lamar Jackson and C.J. Stroud. Imagine if you told them that you could maybe make the Super Bowl without having to go through Patrick Mahomes. That's what they gain if the Bills win this game. Stafford is the only quarterback since Mahomes took over that played in the Super Bowl that didn't have to go through Patrick. So one of those guys, if the Bills win this game, could be the other. Patrick Mahomes, number two. He vanquishes an alleged rival forever and gets a chance for the first time to go up against a future rival in CJ or maybe a current rival that just hasn't played in Lamar Jackson. And, of course, number one, Josh Allen, because he'd finally win a big game for the first time in his NFL career. That, Chris Broussard, is the most to gain list.
Where's Andy Reid? I'm shocked you, of all people, don't have Andy Reid on there because I if he wins this Super Bowl, I think you might argue he's the GOAT.
I wouldn't argue he's the GOAT.
You'd be close.
No, I wouldn't argue he's the GOAT, but they can't win the Super Bowl this week, Brew. It's this week. I'm not. You know what I mean? They can't.
Ed Oliver's gonna get all that love just from a.
If he has a big game, if he has a division, I don't think most people know.
But he don't have a chance to win the Super Bowl if they don't win this week.
Yikes!
Look, Bill, obviously Bill with six, Chuck Noll with four, Joe Gibbs and Bill Walsh with three. Reid could join that group. I get it. He can't win it this week, but he's got to win it this week to get a chance to tie
how many?
And then there's all
three.
No, which I wouldn't say is the GOAT. But being in the company of Gibbs and Walsh,
that's good.
That's great.
It's the coaching Mount Rushmore more than the GOAT is the conversation Andy joined.
So I would put Reid
there for
You should agree with most of takes, Brew. I'm not going with Andy Reid on the list, but I do really like McDermott on that list. And I think that the controversy that they've had to deal with, the adversity that they've had to deal with, digging out of that 6-6 hole, which was a gigantic hole, to be back in this position that he's in.
Yep.
Now dealing with the decimated defensive roster against the supposed, the new GOAT, and if they find a way to win, it'll be It's spectacular.
For the record, what? The Bills have ruled three players out with injury on defense. One is a backup. The Chiefs have listed one out with injury. The Bills right now have ruled out two starters. The Chiefs have ruled out one starter on the defensive side of the ball for both teams.
Yeah,
Coach is selling us.
They just put an ad in the paper to get more players. So after they're through shoveling, they're going to play defense.
All right. Most lose. Let's see it.
Listen, much like you eat your vegetables so you can get your dessert, I really just do the most to gain so we can get to most to lose. This is what I really like. Number five. Tom Brady.
What? Oh.
Could Patrick Mahomes become the GOAT before Tom Brady enters the Hall of Fame? They win the Super Bowl this year, and next year it's on the board. Just think about it. Number four, Bill's Twitter. Shut it down forever. Not a mumbling word out of you, Bills Mafia, for the end of time if this year to this team you lose. Number three, bitter NFL players, whether it's Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, who do you want to win? Anyone but the Chiefs. Cole Beasley, when he's not tweeting about fingernail polish, saying, who do you want? Anybody but the Chiefs. Or Deshaun Elliott, the Dolphins safety, Instagramming what looked like a pretty mediocre meal, saying, I'm praying for the Chiefs' downfall. All these players just hoping that the dynasty ends. Number two, Madden cover artist. What do you think that meeting was before the year? Trust me, guys. I know he's never won anything. I know it'll be controversial. This will be the year. What if the guy you should put on the cover for a third time, well, second and a half time, he had to share with Brady once. And then number one, most to lose. This guy right here, who has spent all week trashing Patrick Mahomes, taking shots at the Chiefs, pre-excusing a Bills loss that he is so hoping does not happen. He has the most to lose.
When you sit in the seat, you got to provide balance, and that's what I do. And I say the person that, or the place that has most to lose is whoever makes those gigantic banners in Buffalo of Super Bowl trophies. They're not going to be able to get that next year. That it looks pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Okay. That was an excellent list.
Nice.
Coming up next, it's the hottest segment in all of sports. It's Upset Alert.
Wild's Upset Alert. Brutal.
I'm back. Live from New York, it's the show that is publicly apologizing for reprimanding Dusty on the show. I'm sorry, Dusty. Turns out you were correct. It's the second hour of First Things First.
What are you talking about?
I reprimanded him because I wasn't on the Upset Alert graphic, and then he reminded me that I'm actually
you
the animal on it.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Therefore, who has the Bills on Upset Alert? It's me. Stay tuned. Meanwhile, Lamar Jackson must win. But right now, Bucks in Detroit, Dan Campbell and Jared Goff favored by almost a touchdown. Big Show coming off of a 3-touchdown, 337-yard performance. Lions just recently gave up 367 and 2 touchdowns to Stafford. Stafford, Baker, both great quarterbacks. So, Brew, you had the jersey on earlier this week.
Yeah, I did.
And I believe the quote is, this looks good on me.
Yeah, it did.
Are you willing to bet on the Big Show?
No. Look, Baker... I'm not dissing Baker. Mm-hmm. Baker had a very nice season. I think he'll get a nice payday, and he'll be their starter next year in Tampa Bay. All right. Congratulations, won a playoff game. Has had a good playoff career, as you said, 2 out of 3. But no, Detroit beat them earlier in the year. I know Philly had too. But Detroit is rolling. Like last week to me, if Detroit was going to wet the bed, last week was the week to do it. Because they were, you know, they had first home playoff game in what, like 30 years, hadn't won one in even more than that. Matt Stafford is coming back. Like, that was the, now they're over the hump. And I think they'll be confident, they'll be relaxed. And I don't, but I think they'll take them seriously enough to play well. And I just think there's some matchups. I think they'll be able to run the ball on Tampa Bay. So I think Detroit wins this.
But no Big Show.
No, I'm not believing.
The Big Show respect is like through the roof.
Oh, yeah. Scared. Respect. He was scared just of like that.
Because I'm not
scared?
Disrespecting Baker right now. and as we all remember, this was my upset alert last week with Tampa Bay. And I can't feel the same way this week because what they were facing with Philadelphia was a team that had essentially given up. And we saw that the week before, the week leading into the playoffs in terms of where their mindset was, and it played out that way. And this is a totally different animal in Detroit. This is the not just the emotion of the crowd, but just the mentality of the team. It's radically different. And I'd say the where they have a real chance though is with Goff. Because he struggles against pressure, and Tampa Bay is a 40% pressure team.
Yep.
They're third in the NFL historically this or throughout the season and pressures, and Goff has struggled dramatically with pressure.
Go ahead.
I just love the idea that, like, Todd Bowles, like, listen, guys, the Eagles, they didn't want to be here and they gave up.
The Lions, they're the opposite. They're already playing.
But listen, to be fair, even having seen how the Eagles finished the season, they were the favorites. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of people, including people on the show, that thought they would win that game even if they were drawing dead to win a Super Bowl. So I don't think, and now because the Bucs put it on them the way they did, I think they almost have lost credit for what that was. That was a great performance by Tampa on both sides of the ball that actually could have been more lopsided if not for a crazy amount of drops. They were moving the ball at will, and what I would say is this, Brew, the Eagles had the number 31 ranked pass defense. Detroit has the number 30.
Right.
And so I do think Baker's going to be able to move the football.
Yep.
I certainly would lean towards the Bucs getting the points. I think the Lions win, but my concern would be that was so emotional, that victory for Detroit.
I buy
is
that.
There a bit of a come down factor?
I buy that.
Like that, it is hard to ride that high.
They
and
felt
so,
really fired up, Coach.
I understand that. I don't think Dan Campbell's going to allow an emotional letdown.
Okay, right. That's fair.
I think he's going to do a really good job of keeping those guys focused and concentrating on that incredible opportunity.
Sorry, Coach, to cut you off. Those sirens means it's time for a segment. So hot, my grandmother refers to it as apple cider.
I guess.
Why are you drinking in the garage then? It's upset alert. Coach, you are hot with your upsets.
Yeah. Had the courage to pick one last week and everything.
And you're back again. So go ahead. Let's see what you got on tap for us.
Yeah, this one's a little bit harder to pick.
Yes.
But I'm going with it. I think that at the end of the day, Green Bay is going to send San Fran packing.
Wow!
And here's why.
The defense is heartbroken.
The defense
or is it?
Takes a lot of heat. Green Bay's defense is taking a lot of heat, but they've got 7 number one draft picks on that defense, plus Preston Smith, watching them last night. And then when you look at their production, they haven't given up a first quarter touchdown since November. They held Dallas to, was it like 416 points till deep into the fourth quarter?
Wow.
So this defense has done some really positive things that they're not getting credit for. And then the second thing is Green Bay's been excellent on third down offensively, and San Francisco struggled on third down defensively. So it's the third best offense against the 24th best defense in that category. So I can see San Francisco or Green Bay being able to sustain those drives. So the way that San Francisco plays out is it's usually when it's good, it becomes an avalanche.
Yeah.
Now, if you can hold that off and keep it nice and tight, we know what's going to happen, or we know what's happened historically. Let's take a look at Brock Purdy's number.
Oh, this is the good stuff.
Is killing
in his 4 losses. There's his completion percentage, 3 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. When it gets tight, it's tight. And then the passer rating drops dramatically. He's sacked 8 times. So let's say we get into the second half and San Francisco's down by a touchdown.
Oh, no.
Let's see what this looks like.
Uh-oh.
There's the career record in the second half. Sure, you're trailing by 7, 4-42.
That's an insane statistic.
4-42.
He's never had a good quarterback.
And 2-41 in the fourth quarter. So if Green Bay can keep it tight and go into that second half with a lead, which isn't out of the realm of possibility, that's
pretty
where
good.
I think you could have.
Yeah, if that happens, by the way, Brew's going to come in on Monday, the biggest Packer Jordan Love fan in the world. There's no shame in losing to Jordan Love. He's a star.
He looks like he might be special. I'm just saying. He does look like he might be special.
You just got to keep it tight.
Okay, Brew, please don't. You've been hinting at this, but you might submarine the segment. Go ahead.
Yes, Wilds, I'm going to do it. For the second straight week,
no,
I am declaring full-throated that there will be no upset
this week.
And this time I will be right.
There were 3 last week.
Yeah, last week
half of the games were upset.
Last week was strange. This week won't
what
be strange.
What was so
It'll
strange about it?
What's in the rule book?
Dallas getting destroyed by the 7-seed. First time a 7-seed ever won?
That's the
that
point
was
of
strange.
The segment. Bro. That was the
There will be no upsets. I can't get over here and lie.
Right, but you can. I would feel like if you're going to break
I
the
see
format.
This.
I see
you
this. There will be no upset.
Drew's taking Fridays off.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm telling you.
Okay, I'm back, everybody.
You're not back. You're not back. And Monday, everybody's going
to
know it.
I picked Texans to win it.
Yep.
They destroyed the Browns. It wasn't even close.
You didn't even believe. Do we have some tape from Wiles last week? I don't want this. Brew took it from me. I agree with Brew.
I'm now for the Puxatani Bills football.
Really, you did. You had no faith in the Texans.
Bro, now you ceded your time to me.
Exactly.
I'm calling this a Google Maps game, a Waze game. You ever been driving somewhere and Waze is like, take a left. You'll save 5 minutes. Like, are you sure? Like, that's what the data says. And next thing you know, you're in some neighborhood, and you're like, gosh darn it, I should have gone the way I know it's going to go. The Cowboys game was a Waze game. Like, geez, I know the Cowboys are going to crap the bed. And guess what? They did. I know the Eagles, who gave up, were going to go down and lay an egg in Tampa, and they did. Now think to yourself, what game is like that this weekend? What game where you're like, huh, I know this is going to happen, but the data tells me, well, they're 8-1 in Buffalo. Well, they got the best third down offense. Well, when you look at the numbers, Josh has only been sacked 26 times, fewest in the league. Those are the ways directions that's sending you off into some residential neighborhood where you should have stayed on the highway. Obviously, Chiefs 27, Bills 20. Take it to the bank. It's time now for Nick's picks.
Wilds, that's going to be hard to top. You did an excellent job. Brew was cowardly. Coach, I like where your heart's at. It's not where my head's at.
We'll see.
All right, last week, that says 3-3, but everybody knows it was 3-2 because the Steelers game, the bet's voided. The game got moved today.
We don't.
Because the game
got
moved today. The whole analysis was it's a blizzard. No. Any reputable bookmaker avoids those bets.
I agree with that.
The whole analysis was it's going to be a blizzard, and Buffalo's like, hey, Tom from Elm Street didn't clean out our stadium in time, so we can't play. Like, give me a break. By the way, they're doing that again. Buffalo, hire professional snow removal process so that everyone can have their own seats in the game. First game, Houston catching 9.5. I think they win outright. I certainly think they cover. Getting almost a full 10 when C.J. Stroud last week had a better playoff game than Lamar's had in his entire career. Also, C.J., 6-1 against the spread this year against teams above 500. And Lamar believes in Wild's rest versus rust thing. Lamar with at least 12 days of rest, 1-6 against the spread.
Hello?
And he's laying almost 10 points. Houston wins outright in a shocker to set up Arrowhead Invitational 6. Next, Coach, I hope I'm wrong. Buying the Niners about to blow out the Packers.
Yeah,
I agree with Coach's analysis that if you like Green Bay, take them to win, not plus the points. Like, it's not going to be a close Niner win. I think it's actually going to be a blowout Niner win. This feels like a type of game. The Niners get out to 14-0. They get to play the game totally on their terms. 11 of their 13 wins this year were by double digits. Kyle Shanahan, 4-0 in his playoff career against the spread as a favorite. I think the Niners blow them out, unfortunately. Next, Big Show. Catching 6.5, Baker Mayfield never lost in the playoffs against the spread, 3-0. Also, Detroit's bad pass defense could rear its head. This has backdoor cover written all over it.
Love it.
Detroit's in control. Detroit's up 10. Bake Show never quits. We've seen him fight through sacks, gets down. Nice little touchdown. It's like, onside kick away. They don't get it. Detroit wins. Baker covers. And last but not least, you already know. Plus 2.5?
Come on.
You're making him an underdog?
Come on.
An underdog in the playoffs? You know, last time that happened to Philadelphia, he ripped their heart out on one leg. Time before that he's 8-1-1 against his in his career as an underdog against the spread, 7-3 straight up. And the next time Josh Allen wins a big game against Patrick Mahomes, it's going to be on the seniors golf tour in 30 years. That's Nick's picks for the week. Taking three dogs, one favorite, because I believe in Brock Purdy. There it is.
I love it. All right, coming up next, Josh and Lamar. Who's under the most pressure next on First Things First?
For a second there, I thought you were talking about Ace Researcher, Josh. I was like, what?
New York Post says, you know what? Lamar Jackson, under a lot of pressure. Also, Josh Allen, under a lot of pressure. writing behind the paywall. These guys might face the most pressure of anybody. Jackson and Allen could face off in the AFC Championship or become the faces of postseason failure. Nick, who do you think is under the most pressure?
Josh.
Really?
Yeah, because at least Lamar's got pelts on the wall in the form of MVPs. Like, if we did the basketball comp that we were doing earlier, and I said, if Lamar loses, you know, it's not apples to apples exactly, but there are some James Harden, Lamar Jackson similarities mm-hmm. as far as regular season, oh my God, and then postseason, what happened. But if Lamar with a loss is James Harden, Josh with a loss is Craig Elo. Okay, that's unfair. Damian Lillard. Which is like, okay. Wow, it's really good. Lillard. It's fine. But there, and the other part of it is this. While Lamar has struggled in the postseason, because he was hurt the last 2 years, this is the first chance in the prime of his career. You know what I mean? The first three, the other.
So you agree with me, he just wasn't quite as good.
He wasn't as good. And so it wouldn't, as opposed to Josh, in my opinion, this is his third year in the prime of his career. I think he got there early in the AFC title game, wasn't quite the player he is now. And if you lose to the same guy, there's the top three quarterbacks in the conference from playoff success is Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, right? If those other two are 4-0 against you, right. That to me is more of a stinging indictment than for Lamar.
Look, Coach, go ahead. Well, you make some good points, but it's as simple as this to me. There's no shame in losing to Patrick Mahomes. I mean, we all think he's the best quarterback in the league, best quarterback of this generation. Some of us think he's the best quarterback ever. Generation. And if Josh Allen can't get past him, I mean, yeah, it's bad, but there's no shame in that. Lamar Jackson, about to be two-time MVP, is facing a rookie. And I get it. This rookie might become legendary one day, but he's a rookie. And you're the MVP. You're at home. You had the best season in the league, your team. You blew out a bunch of contenders. Like, I think it's Lamar.
Yeah, it's not even close. It's Lamar. It's not even close. It's Lamar. Lamar's going to be the MVP, the number one seed. They've got the rest. They're facing a rookie quarterback. They've got the best defense, and the list goes on and on. And for Josh Allen, he's playing against a totally different type of quarterback. You are playing against arguably the best. You're definitely the best quarterback right now. I don't think he's the best quarterback of all time, obviously, but you're playing against that guy. And if Josh Allen's able to win this game, to me, that's incredibly impressive considering what he's going to have to deal with in terms of the disadvantage his team's at.
So here,
it's not even close.
So I would agree with everything you guys are saying if he were playing, let's say the Chiefs had lost, mm-hmm. right? And he's playing Tua. Then I don't think this game obviously matters for Josh.
Losing a Tua.
Yeah, but I think that's just like, oh, it happens. You have a bad playoff game. Like, yeah, oh, that was weird. You lost to Tua. Like, it is because it is the guy that your team has built its whole philosophy around beating, that you are constantly comp to, that you're this, and it is a test that, and this is where I do think the fact that they have won three in a row in the regular season against the Chiefs, that works against you. If for three straight years, you beat this team in the regular season, so it's not like you can say, oh, they're just so much better than us. But then when you play them in the playoffs, they beat you. Then all you start to question, can we beat them? There were times when you guys held over on Peyton. Him beating you guys in that spot, even though you guys didn't play, you guys started 2-0 against Peyton. He then finally beat you in 06. And then Brady and Peyton didn't play again in the playoffs, so Peyton was on the Broncos. But you felt like that it changed the trajectory of how we thought of Peyton. Because it's like, oh, if they were to play, they can win. I don't think Lamar, if they lose this game, that we're going to think he's never going to play well in the playoffs. I think if Josh loses this game, people will think he's never going to beat Mahomes in the playoffs.
No, that's not fair. Lamar's stats in the playoffs are so
right.
bad.
I agree with that.
They are so bad. And to me, this isn't just about Josh Allen winning. I see this as about Patrick Mahomes winning.
Right.
You're playing a totally different opponent than what Lamar's dealing with. Lamar's dealing with a rookie quarterback, and Josh Allen is dealing with arguably the best quarterback that's ever played. And you say that.
Oh, put that on tape.
No, you argue. No. I don't argue. but the other part of it, you said the team that's built to beat him, but most of that team's in the clubhouse. They're not even going to be playing this week.
Nick, and you've argued this. The better coach Mahomes has.
Yeah.
Well, he's the better quarterback, but the better defense Mahomes has, the healthier teams Mahomes has, like the experience advantage.
Right.
Like, I mean, Josh is at home, but that's kind of it. His team is banged up.
Hold on. Okay. Again,
they've had to win six straight. Baltimore's won 10 out of 11 games. It's a totally different
game. It is important to acknowledge the injuries. It is also important not to overstate the injuries. The Buffalo Bills have ruled four players out. Gabe Davis, who's been out, a backup linebacker, and two starting defensive players. Two starting defensive players is who they are down. And if we're going to go back to Trey White and Matt Milano from 3 months ago, that's a weird way to do math on any of the, you talk about if the Niners lose. Well, they don't have Hufanga. He's been out 2 months.
Nick, their leading tackler drove up in an RV and played
Coach,
in the game.
I understand that.
Like we're not making this up.
I also understand that when the part of the reason the Bills have to win in this spot is because we all agree that the two times they played in the playoffs before, in those instances, the Bills were the team with the far better defense, right? The Chiefs' defense was the anvil around its neck, and Mahomes found a way. And if these two guys are going to be compared, they're going to be competing for championships. And once again, when it's in your building, when it's against the Chiefs team that everyone in the media but me has been sounding alarms about saying is flawed, can't catch, Mahomes is the seventh best of the eight playoff quarterbacks. If that's what's being said, you better win right now. You got to win right now.
The pressure's for him to play well.
Well, that's the same with Lamar.
If he plays great,
if Lamar plays great,
if Lamar plays well and they lose,
that's...
I don't know if he's going to get the pass on it.
Podcast has been great. The YouTube channel is on fire. We're still a considerable margin between us and Mr. B, so we appreciate your support there. Medals time, Jordan Poole in Madison Square Garden, and he gives it his all every night, unconventional or not.
Yeah. Not great.
He could have got it.
He tried to swipe it.
He could
not have got it.
He could. If he had not gone silly on us, he could have got it.
Okay. Bronze medal. SGA, 31-6-6, one of Brew's All-Stars. Am I allowed to say that? Is that embargoed? Sorry.
It is.
Silver medal.
Sorry.
Ant-Man, 28-5-5 in a stirring comeback. I was watching this game with Ace producer Stephen Hubbard. The moment the Timberwolves took a lead after being down big, he said they're going to win this game by 17 points. They won by 16 points. Bad job, folks. Huh? Gold medal, Brunson, Jalen Brunson, 41-8-8. Again, you're the Wizards, so it's 35-7-7, but that's still good enough for a gold.
41-35?
Yeah, just a slight.
Kind of nice.
Haircut. There's the medal stand from last night in the association.
All right, well, it's time now to unfortunately lift the ban on puns and allow Brew to demonstrate why he had a long and storied career at some of the finest newspapers and publications in all the land.
Yes.
It's Monday Morning Headlines. We'll start with you, Nick.
All right, typically I mail this segment in. I don't like it, but because this is, in my opinion, the most important show we've ever done, and it's coming up before one of the most important games in the last decade in the NFL, I decided to give it my all. Patrick's hat trick. Mahomes, 3-0 versus Allen in the playoffs. NFL considering adding a fifth quarter. We got, listen, be fair to Buffalo. You got to give them ever another chance. There it is. That's a great one. It's a great one, Wilds. Yeah. What do you mean, hat trick? Yeah. Brew, do you get it? You get it 3-0. You know, in hockey, you score three goals, it's a hat trick.
Remember, there's no hockey allowed on the program.
In soccer, you score three goals, it's a hat trick.
Go ahead, Will.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Mine is the old classic. Can't lose.
Okay.
But you know what I mean? He can't lose this game because he's a great playoff performer. Chiefs headed to the sixth straight AFC Championship.
All right, first of all, Nick, I hate to break it to you. We knew you mailed this segment in. But anyway, here we go. Oh, my Josh Allen finally tops Mahomes. Ends Chiefs season. And look at who's in the background looking all sad.
Oh, that's me.
All right, Nick, you did it to me last week.
What? Oh,
I wore the Baker Mayfield jersey.
Well, I guess you're going to be wearing that one too.
If Allen delivers,
I'm allergic.